Planet India, The Turbulent Rise of the World's Largest Democracy, author Myra Kamdar. The World in Microcosm. No other country matters more to the future of our planet than India. With a population of 1.2 billion, India is the world's largest democracy. India is the world in microcosm. Its geography encompasses every climate. A developing country, India is divided among a tiny affluent minority, a rising middle class, and 800 million people who live on less than $2 per day. India faces all the critical problems of our time: extreme social inequality, employment insecurity, a growing energy crisis, severe water shortages, a degraded environment, global warming, a galloping HIV/AIDS epidemic, and terrorist attack. The goal. India's goal is breathtaking in scope: transform a developing country of more than 1 billion people into a developed nation and global leader by 2020. If India fails, wealthy enclaves will employ private companies to supply their needs and private militias to protect them from the poor massing at their gates. But if India succeeds, it will demonstrate that it is possible to lift hundreds of millions of people out of poverty. The Asian Century. India and China account for 2.4 billion people, one-third of humanity. India is the second fastest growing economy after China. India, like China, has embraced a market economy and moved to reap the benefits of globalization. Both India and China see this moment as a historic turning point where the future is gravitating towards Asia. They see the 21st century as the Asian century. Young India. 50% of India's people are under the age of 25, long after the populations of Europe, the United States, and even China have grown old. India will still be a young country, with no labour shortages and no lack of customers. The Third Industrial Revolution. India has become a major source of skilled, low-cost labour, with a core of English-speaking, highly skilled workers who can compete with the best, especially in technology and science, for a fraction of what a comparable worker is paid in the United States or Europe. India is becoming an important centre for research and development for scores of major multinational companies. Indian Americans. Indian Americans are one of the most prosperous and well-educated immigrant groups in America. 58% of Indian Americans have a college degree, whereas only 27% of the general population do. Indian Americans command a whopping $76 billion in disposable personal income. Growing India-US trade. Commercial links between India and the United States are growing rapidly. Both Indian and American companies have a bigger and bigger stake in major foreign policy decisions affecting the relationship between the two countries. The Indian side of offshoring. Call centres are magnets for urban Indian youth, providing them with income sometimes greater than their parents, and a chance to work in an environment filled with young people their age. Before India's technological revolution, social mobility was almost non-existent. A young person's prospects were largely determined by his family's status, connections, and wealth. India's information technology companies have changed this. They have proven that it's possible to be hired and to succeed purely on merit. For India, offshoring provides a vital and growing stream of new jobs for a young population hungry for opportunity. America to India, the reversed immigration. For many years, the only Americans seen in India were tourists at the airport. Now, the new restaurants and bars are filled with young American and European expatriates who are in India partly for the adventure and partly because they see India as an opportunity destination. American food with Indian flavour. Everywhere Americans turn these days, they run into something from India. Yoga is the fastest growing leisure activity in the country. Indian restaurants have proliferated from coast to coast. Tollywood, Bollywood. Television is playing a uniquely powerful role in India's transformation. The growth of television in India over the last couple of decades has been breathtaking. CNN and MTV came to India in 1991. A mere 16 years later, Indians can choose from as many as 350 channels, and now every major media conglomerate, from Disney to Time Warner to Viacom to the BBC, has channels broadcasting in India. A retail revolution. Upscale shopping malls provide a space cocooned away from the poor, stray cows, pariah dogs, and the little piles of refuse and drifting plastic bags that one finds on the street right outside. All Indians need to do is shop in a mall surrounded by these brands to feel as if they're part of the rich, developed world, and at that moment, they are. Cars in India. India is now Asia's fourth largest car market and growing fast. Every major car manufacturer has set up factories in India. India takes off. India's skies are getting as crowded as the country's roads. New airlines seem to spring up every few months. India's water crisis. With its population increasing by 80 million people per year and high economic growth, India already has a severe water crisis that threatens to become much worse. The World Bank is projecting that household water use in urban India will double by 2025. Plans to transform Indian agriculture will no doubt also mean higher water use in rural India. The coming meltdown. India did not create global warming, but global warming will devastate India. Much of India's population is concentrated along the country's extensive coastline. Tens of millions of people stand to be displaced from coastal areas if sea levels continue to rise as predicted. Rehabilitating India's cities. India has embarked on an ambitious project to transform its cities. Without functioning cities, India's dream of becoming a developed country, a peer of China, Europe, or the United States, will come to a grounding halt. Mumbai's Vision 2020. 2020, Mumbai will be, with 28.5 million people, the most populous city in the world. That is also the year that Mumbai has set for achieving its goal of a total urban makeover. Mumbai's business leaders envision a Shanghai-style transformation of their city. They want to turn Mumbai, already India's financial capital, into a world financial capital rivaling Singapore. An education emergency. Not nearly enough of India's young people have the skills or education the new jobs that are being generated in India require. While India's elite educational institutions, including the famous Indian Institutes of Technology and the Indian Institutes of Management, produce superbly qualified graduates, these represent an infinitely small number of India's total graduates. Moreover, few Indians complete high school. Fewer make it into university at all. Illiteracy remains high. Too many children work, often under conditions no different from slavery. As goes India, so goes the world. India and the United States, undoubtedly two of the world's great democracies, have a real opportunity to recall each other to the moral bedrock of our respective founding moments, to turn away from rampant militarism and save our environment. We can contribute to the creation of a new global order dedicated to the pursuit of life, liberty and happiness, to ensure justice and fullness of life to every man and woman. If we are to survive as a planet, we need India to summon up from its deep cultural past. This will be India's renaissance, its shaking off once and for all the yoke of subjugation to the West, and its triumphant re-emergence as a truly great power. Then, if we are lucky, India's journey of self-invention will reinvent the world.